Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
BashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Insight, wisdom, knowledge, leverage, success, and legacy. Welcome to Business in the Bible with Dr. Will Morgan.
Taking nothing for granted. That's my question for you guys. Are you squeezing everything out of life?
Turning your dream
not wanting to live life, not thinking about living life, not hoping, not wishing to live life, living life.
Welcome to Business and the Bible. I'm your host, Dr. Will, and we're streaming live on Bashani Radio and iHeartRadio worldwide. We're so excited to come to you on these two magnificent platforms. I want the next 30 minutes to be informative, inspirational, and most of all, time well invested. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm in my home city of Phoenix, Arizona. Wherever you are listening to us, I thank you so much for taking out this time to come and hang out with us. We have a fantastic lesson for you today. And yes, you heard me right. We are on iHeartRadio. I am so thankful to be on this platform, to be able to share this message of business and the Bible, and to help you, business owners and entrepreneurs, grow and develop in your life and in your business. Well, welcome. Last week, I was traveling to California, had an amazing time in California, and I got a call from the owner of Bashani Radio, Mr. Benny Rando, and he gave me the exciting news that we were going to be partnering with iHeart Radio. So I am ecstatic. So for all of you guys that are joining us for the very first time, coming in from our iHeart family, thank you. For all of you that have been down since day one with us on BashaniRadio.com, I want to say thank you to you as well. Continue to support, continue to listen, continue to get the word out about business and the Bible. Each and every week, I endeavor to share with you lessons that I have used over my last two decades in business. So thank you so much for joining us for Business and the Bible. Because we have this brand new platform, I just want to take a few moments to kind of share with our new listeners who I am, and so you can be able to familiarize yourself with me and the show and to give you the purpose of the show. And hopefully this will become a part of your weekly regimen where you tune in to Business and the Bible. And once again, you get the information that you need to help you and develop. So just quickly, a little bit about myself. I'm originally from the beautiful city of Compton, California. That's where I did my beginning years, raised by a single mother and grandmother. And then I had the opportunity to join the military, join the United States Army, and was stationed over in Germany and had the pleasure of being in the Army for 5 years. And then I got out the Army. I started a leadership consultant company, Wilmoreland International, that I've been running ever since 2001. And so we're enjoying our 16th year in business. And in 2010, I moved from living in Germany for after 15 years. I moved the company to Phoenix, Arizona, where I have been for the last 7 years on this amazing journey with my family. I am married almost 20 years. This November will be 20 years. My wife and I, Dr. Christie, we have two wonderful children, a daughter by the name of Kara and a son that we call Champ. He's named after me. He's Will the Third, but we call him Champ. So that is the skinny on me. I've been in business, as I said, for 16 years. But if you ask me, what I really say is I can't think of a time when I haven't been an entrepreneur since those young days back in Compton when I was cutting grass, pumping gas, selling candy at school. I've always been an entrepreneur. So I love entrepreneurship. And this is why I wanted to come on this platform and have this platform to kind of share some things that have tremendously helped me over the last two decades, the last 20 years of my life. And those are two subjects that I'm very passionate about. One is business and the other is the Bible. And so when we were approached about doing a show for Bashani Radio, I thought it was real cool to put those two passions together, the Bible and business. Now, when you come to this show is not so much geared toward, when we use the word the Bible, I'm not trying to push you to any religious faith or anything like that. I just think that the Bible is full of wisdom. It's full of principles and insights that we can use on a day-to-day basis, and not only on a day-to-day basis, but even in our businesses. So I thought that it would be a cool idea to marry the two, business and the Bible. I have a business degree and I also have a degree in theology. And so I'm not a novice when it comes to these two subjects. And so what we try to do here each and every week is we try to pull a scripture, a principle, a lesson out the Bible. I'll elaborate on it and hopefully you can walk away each and every week with some information that empowers you to become a better leader and a better business owner and a better entrepreneur. So that is the skinny for all of you guys that are just joining us for business and the Bible. That's how the show came about. Once again, each and every week, I want you to come back here and I want this to be some information and some inspiration that you can use. But as always, we want it to be time well invested. Well, that's enough of that. Listen, we have a great show for you today, a great lesson for you today. I'm going to be talking about rest and the power of rest and why you need to rest. Now, this is an interesting topic because as business owners and as entrepreneurs, I know that most of us lead what we would call hectic lives. We're always on the go. You know, sometimes I hear it said that we're on team no sleep. But I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you today and give you something to think about as it relates to you getting the necessary rest. Now, before you turn off, because I know you're a hard charging entrepreneur and you believe in only getting, you know, 3 and 4 hours of sleep. If you're like me, you listen to people like Gary Vee, and Gary Vee is always on the go and he's crushing it and all this type of stuff. And we're always seeing these people on the go. But even for myself, I had to realize that many of these individuals that we're following, they have different lifestyles. And even for me personally, if you follow me on social media, you know that I talk about getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the morning, but I'm always conscious to reveal to people that I live a very different lifestyle, meaning as an entrepreneur, I have a little bit more control over my life. So when I say that about getting up at 3 a.m., I want you to understand that there are some other factors that go along with that. I get a lot of rest. I'm probably in bed at about 9 or 10 o'clock. So I'm getting about 6 to 5 hours of sleep. Not only that, I'm taking naps throughout the day. Not only that, what I try to do is the bulk of my work, I try to have it finished by 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So I'm getting my 8 to 9 hours of work in. And so the rest of the time throughout the day, I'm still doing things, but I'm not having to exert as much energy. So I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. And then based upon my schedule, I can kind of modify what I'm doing on that day. So I want you guys to think about that as well, so you can be your most effective person. So we're going to be talking about the power of getting rest and why you need to get your rest. So buckle down. I hope you have a piece of paper. I hope you have some pen. And each and every week, I encourage you and I even challenge you to set aside this 30 minutes where you're listening to business and the Bible. I want to challenge you to take this time and make this time sacred, where you're by yourself. You have some time to really listen into the show so you can take great notes, whether you're listening to us on Sunday or whether you are downloading us some other time during the week. I just want you to make sure that you take that 30 to 40 minutes throughout your week. Sit down in a quiet place where you can get the information and really hear what I'm saying to you, because I believe that if you hear what I'm saying, you implement what I'm saying, you're going to be able to benefit from what I'm saying. So we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Business and the Bible on Bashani Radio and now iHeart Radio worldwide. And we'll be right back after these commercials.
Don't stop. Keep it locked. Keep it we locked. Global, baby. BashaniRadio.com. You better ask somebody. Kaboom.
That is so awesome.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City. Always talking about everything.
Welcome back. You're listening to Business and the Bible, streaming live on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio worldwide. I am your host, Dr. Will, and today we have an exciting lesson for you. We're going to be talking about the power of rest and why it's so important for you to get your rest. So each and every week, for those of you that have been with us, you know that I like to pull a scripture and then elaborate on that scripture. So today, with us talking about rest, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 2, and we're going to start in verse 1. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2. It says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work." And verse 3 says, "And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done." So if you're familiar with this text, if you're familiar with Genesis, you know this is what we call the creation story. And it goes on, if you read that, if you read Genesis, the beginning of Genesis chapter 1, it begins to talk about how God began to create the heavens and the earth. I want you to really begin to look at the principle here that if you believe in the divine, if you believe in God and you believe in his awesomeness, and we're just looking at this from a principle base, if you believe in this, if the most wisest person, the most powerful person, the most creative, the most innovative person or individual or being that we know, if he saw fit and he saw that it was a good, if it was beneficial to take rest, don't you think you and I should think that as well? So I want to pull out and share a couple of things with you today on why it's important that you get your rest. So if it was beneficial for God to rest, let me read verse 2 for you. "By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work." There is going to be a need for you to rest from all your work. And as I said earlier, I know that we're on the go. I know that there's a lot of things that we want to accomplish. But let me tell you this, and this is what I found over the last 20 years. And I'll be honest with you, in my beginning days, I was that person. I was that person that worked nonstop. I was that person who said I only needed 2 or 3 hours of sleep. I was that person who said I'm team no sleep. I was the person who said when I die, I will sleep. But as I've gotten older and as I've gotten wiser, I found out that rest really is one of the most powerful things you can do for yourself. I don't want to jump ahead, but I'm 41 now. And when I turned 40, I really began to study my body and study the way I respond to certain things. And one of the things that I found out that my body began to respond even better when I got rest. And rest, I want you guys to think about this. Rest is different than sleep. Rest is different than sleep. I'm not talking about sleep here today. I'm talking about rest. And here in this text, it said, God rested from all his work. He rested. It didn't say he went to sleep. He just rested. And rested could take on many different forms. For you, resting may just be sitting down in a quiet place. Resting for you may be watching, your favorite TV show. But you need to incorporate rest, and you have to have a time of separation from your work. And what I found out when I started implementing rest, not sleep, but rest, when I was working on projects, and when I work on projects, I'll give myself a time frame. And let me share this with you guys. So, for instance, every day I have different projects that I work on. And these projects, what I'll do is I'll give myself 90-minute increments to work on these projects. If it's a longer project, I may do it in 2 90-minute increments. But what I've learned is that when I finish the work, and what I mean by that, I may not be finished with the project, but I'm finished with the work for that day. I'm finished the assignment for that day. So I give myself 90 minutes to work on a project. And when I'm finished that work, I rest from that work. I rest from that work. And what I found that I've been able to do is when I rest from that work, I'm able to walk away, step away, give my mind time to reflect on what I've just accomplished, give my mind time to reflect on what I just did. And more times than not, when I come back to the work, I have a whole different perspective. Maybe I have a fresh eye to look at the work. I don't know about you guys, but many times when I used to be team no sleep and working on projects, I would come back and I would read the project. I would review the project and I would see that I made maybe a lot of mistakes, careless mistakes. And it was probably because I was just tired. I was drained. And I'm thinking one thing and I'm doing another. And my thinking and my doing wasn't aligned because I haven't rested. So I want you guys to think about this. The quality of the work that you're doing, will it be better if you do it from a rested position? If you do it from a rested position. So that's what I found to be true in my life, and you may find it true in your life. So I want to talk to you today and share with you some benefits of rest. And the first one we talked a little bit about already, but I want to give it to you. I want to lay it out for you. So the first one, the benefit of resting. What's the first benefit? Number one, your mind will respond better. One of the things that you will learn over time is that when your mind is rested, you make better choices. You never want to make choices and you never want to make decisions on a tired mind. So when you rest, you give yourself time to just think about it, to time to just step back and really look at all the factors that need to be taken into account when you're making a choice or when you're making a decision. So the first benefit when you are rested is that your mind will respond better. And not only will your mind respond better, your mind will respond in a more powerful place. I believe that your results are going to be better because your mind is going to be better. So that's number one. Your mind will respond better. Your mind will respond better. Number two, why should you get rest? Why should you make rest a part of your strategy? Why would you make rest a part of your strategy? Number two, your body will thank you. Your body will thank you. Think about your car. When your car has gas in it, when it has oil in it, when the tires are rotated, when the tires have good thread on it, your car operates better. And the same thing goes for our bodies. The same thing goes for our bodies. When our bodies are rested, our bodies can get rejuvenated. Our bodies can get us back to the place of our best self. We all know this. You're not your best when you're tired. You're sluggish. You're aggravated, right? You're frustrated a lot easier. So you want to make sure that you're getting rest. And when you get this rest, your body, I'm thinking about it right now, guys, how much better my body feels when it's rested. So I want you to think about that. So number one, your mind will respond better. And as entrepreneurs and as business individuals, man, how powerful, you know, how important is your mind and your body, guys? Think about that for a second. How powerful is your mind and your body? These are probably your two biggest assets, your two biggest physical assets, guys, your mind and your body. So the more we learn how to take care of it, because we want to be here for the long haul. I know I want to be here for the long haul. I'm trying to live as long as possible. So I know it's imperative that I do everything that I need to do to help myself reach that goal. I want to live as long as I possibly can. I want to live 100+ years. So I'm trying right now to incorporate all the things that I can incorporate, the eating better, the exercising, the resting, all these tools, guys, that we have at our disposal to help us live healthier and longer lives. So that's what I'm doing. And I hope that you'll be encouraged to do it as well. So number one, your mind will respond better. Number two, your body will thank you. And here's number three, your attitude will be better. Your attitude will be better. It's just a fact, guys, that when we're tired, it impacts our attitude. It does. When we're tired, it impacts our attitude. You can see this at, you know, our youngest age. You can see this with little kids. When they get tired, what do we say? They get cranky. Well, guess what? The same thing happens with adults. When adults get tired, they get cranky. I can immediately tell when my wife or my kids get tired because they get cranky, and their responses to certain situations. You know, I'll say something and the way they snap back, I can tell that they're tired. And immediately when they snap back, I know I can immediately say, oh, yep, I know you guys are getting tired. And the same is true for you guys. The same is true for you. Being tired will impact your attitude. It will impact your attitude. So I hope you're taking down notes. We said, number one, your mind. And these are all good reasons why you should incorporate the strategy of rest into your life. So number one, we said your mind will respond better. Number two, your body will thank you. And number three, your attitude will be better. You're tuned in to Business and the Bible. I'm your host, Dr. Will, and we're streaming live on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio Worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us on today. We're talking about the power of rest, and I'm sharing five benefits of you getting rest. And I said earlier, I'm not talking about sleep, guys. I'm not talking about going to sleep. I'm talking about a time that you set aside just for you to rest. And one of the things that I would suggest for you is that you begin to incorporate it in small increments. Like I told you, my day is set up where I work in 90-minute increments. I work for 90 minutes, and I have an alarm that goes off on my phone. And when that alarm goes off, I take a step away from the work that I'm doing, and I just rest. I rest my eyes. I rest my hands, especially for those of you that are sitting behind a computer and your eyes are just on that computer all day long. For those of you that are typing all day long, you just need to rest. You know, I come into the studio and when we record, we do all types of recording. I do all types of podcasts. And for me, it's a benefit that I even rest my voice. I need to rest my voice. If not, my vocal cords are strained. My voice gets hoarse. It becomes really uncomfortable. So I have to even incorporate rest even for that. So I want you guys to think about this. So number three, we said your attitude will be better. Number four, you will have less stress. You will have less stress. That is a medical fact, guys. You can look that up. You can test me on that. You can challenge me on that. When you're well rested, you stress less, guys. And it goes back to the whole mindset. It goes back to your mind. A lot of times when we're stressing, it's because we're trying to think of a solution. We're trying to figure something out and we're not coming up with the best solutions because we don't have a well-rested mind. I know for me, in my businesses, I run 7 different businesses and there's always a lot of moving parts. There's always a lot of moving parts and there's a huge responsibility for me to come up with ideas and come up with solutions. And so I need my mind to be at its best. And I know if I'm not rested, my mind is not going to be at its best. So when you get rest, guys, you will stress less. There will be less stress when you rest. When I have something that I need to think about, I'll go for a walk. And for me, walking is a form of resting. Because I can just go and I can relax my body. I can relax my body. I can relax my mind. I can, you know, breathe in some fresh air. And I get, you know, de-stressed when I allow myself to rest, guys. So number five, the last one, guys, as this plane begins to come back into the airport. Your memory. Will improve when you incorporate more rest. When I was studying out the benefits of rest, they say that your memory will be a lot better. And I know, you know, as we're getting older, that's one of the things that you want to really begin to think about, guys, is your memory. And it all goes back into your health and having a healthy mind. You know, there's Alzheimer's out there. There's dementia out there. And you want to make sure that you put yourself in the best position to protect your mind. And rest is one of the ways that you can protect your memory. So I want you to think about these five things, guys, incorporating these five things into your life. Incorporating rest into your life so you can benefit in these five areas. And let's go over them one more time. Number one, we said your mind will respond better. Number two, your body will thank you. Number three, your attitude will be better. And number four, you will have less stress. And then number five, your memory will be better. You'll help your memory, guys. So these are five benefits of getting rest. Now, remember, I want to emphasize again, we're not talking about sleep. I'm not talking about sleep. Now, you need your sleep, but as well, you need your rest. I don't know for you, but I've slept before and still woken up tired. And the reason why is, guys, because I haven't rested. So even for me, I take these moments out in my day just for me to rest. And when I go to sleep, I can sleep better because I'm rested. I hope you guys heard that. Because I rest throughout the day, when it's time for me to sleep, I can sleep better because my body is not trying to do two things. It's not trying to rest and sleep. It's only trying to sleep. And so whatever benefit we get from sleeping, my body is able to take advantage of that. Throughout the day, when I walk away from the 90 minutes and I'm resting, now my body can do what it needs to do to rest. So guys, I hope once again, this show has been beneficial. I thank you so much for supporting the show. We are super excited to join the iHeart family. Continue to support, continue to tweet the show out, continue to share it on your social media platforms. Download the iHeartRadio app. Remember, you can listen to us 24 hours a day. You have access to these powerful shows, guys. So I hope that you incorporate these shows into your weekly schedule of learning, right? Incorporate these shows into your weekly schedule of learning. And I hope this 30 minutes has been very beneficial for you. Guys, come back. I hope to join you next week where we'll have another exciting lesson here on business and the Bible. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can reach out to me on social media at Dr. Will Speaks. Any social media platform, just look at Dr. Will Speaks and we can connect. I would love to connect with you offline. Until next week, be blessed and go out there and be a beast in your business.
Don't stop. Keep it locked. Keep it we locked. Global, baby. BashaniRadio.com. You better ask somebody. Kaboom.
Thank you for listening to another great episode of BashaniRadio.com. Make sure to like Bashani Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube. All of our social media connections are located on BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything.